والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. As we know, subhanallah, it is one of the coldest days of the winter today. And it is the day when you can say in many vehicles, in cars, trucks and vans, their weakness has become apparent. So if your car has a weak battery, you're probably going to find out today. If there's an issue with the oil being too thick, or the heating being too weak, or your wipers being too old, or your tires being too poor, you're likely to find out when the weather is as extreme as it is today. Similarly, my brothers and sisters, our hearts are tested when the spiritual cold sets in. When our iman is being challenged and haters are running amok and there are plots against us and there is division and discord and the overall environment is unhealthy and toxic. And it is especially at such times that the hearts of the Muslims are tested and their weaknesses become apparent. And it's especially at such times that we need a spiritual boost and some TLC. Now there's different things that we can and we should do, of course. So we can repair the state of our prayers. We can come to the masjid, reconnect with the masjid more often. We can listen to good and inspiring lectures that revive our faith. Of course, we can increase our dhikr, our remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these things are good and important. But at the root of it all is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That, O people, O humanity, indeed there has come to you a warning from your Lord and a cure, a shifa, a cure for what is in the hearts and a guide and a mercy for the believers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this one short ayah in Surah Yunus, ayah number 57, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a few key characteristics of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that it is a maw'idha min rabbikum, it is a warning from your Lord, and shifa'un lima fi sudur, a cure for what is in the chest, meaning in the heart. Wahudan, a guide. Warahmah, and a mercy. Lilmu'mineen, for the believers. And in Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in ayah number 82, He says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. That we send down the Quran as a healing and mercy for the believers. وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. But for the wrongdoers, for the ظالمين, for the oppressors, for those who do wrong, it increases them in their loss. Now, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah in his tafsir, he writes regarding this verse that the Quran is a cure and a mercy for the believers, meaning that it takes away whatever is in their doubt, in their hearts, of doubt, of hypocrisy, of shirk, of confusion and inclination towards falsehood. So what does it do for the believers? It removes, takes away whatever is in their hearts of the believers, of doubt, of hypocrisy, of shirk, of confusion, an inclination towards falsehood. The Quran cures all of that, he writes. It is also a mercy through which one attains faith and wisdom and seeks goodness. This is only for those who believe in it and accept it as truthful. It is a cure and a mercy only for such people. Meaning, it is possible for, or it is possible that a believer becomes susceptible to these spiritual ailments and starts getting affected by them. Because who's being talked about here? It's the hearts of the mu'minin. So it is possible the people who profess to believe, who claim to believe, and who do indeed believe, they start getting affected by these things and these ideas which perhaps are floating around them that they are being exposed to. And as a result, they start finding weakness in their faith. They start feeling some uncertainty about the things that they had firm and profound belief in previously. Maybe they start having some doubts. Some questions start arising. And that's when you know that you need to rush to the Quran and grasp it tightly. That's a sign. That's a signal that something is amiss. And you need the book, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to refresh that iman, that yaqeen, that certainty, that conviction, that passion, that zeal that perhaps you once had. Now the benefit that a reader of the Quran derives from it depends on the intention and attitude towards the Quran. The benefit that a reader of the Quran derives from it depends on the intention and the attitude towards the Quran. What do we learn in ayah number 7 of Surah Ali Imran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ مِنْهُ آيَاتٌ مُحْكَمَاتٌ هُنَّ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. He is the one who has revealed to you the book, meaning, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the one who has revealed to you the book, of which some verses are precise. آيَاتٌ مُحْكَمَاتٌ هُنَّ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. They are the, you can say, foundation of the book. وَأُخَرُ مُتَشَابِهَاتٌ. While there are others that are elusive. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ بَتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَبَتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ. Those with deviant hearts. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ. Those who have deviant hearts, they follow the elusive verses, seeking discord or seeking to spread discord through their interpretations, which are false. They're false interpretations. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. But none grasp their full meaning except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning of these verses that are mutashabihat, that have elusive meanings, no one grasps their full meaning except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. As for those who are well-grounded in knowledge, what do they say? آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. They say that we believe in this book, in this Qur'an, it is all from our Lord. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, tells us, وَمَا يَذَكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. But none will be mindful of this except people of reason. So what do we learn from this? We learn a few things. First of all, we learn that there are two types of verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has categorized in the Qur'an. Ayatul Muhkamat, who are described, the verses which are described as the foundational verses, or Ummul Kitab, foundation of the book, and the mutashabihat, the verses which are elusive in meaning. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has given this category, that there will be teachings in the Qur'an, there will be verses in the Qur'an that will be absolutely clear. They are precise. And they are the foundations of the book. So the essential message, the integral message of the Qur'an will be clear-cut, will be precise, it will be simple to understand. There will be no two ways about it. And then there will be verses of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us himself, that are going to be a little bit, perhaps confusing for people. Or they are going to be elusive in terms of their meaning, meaning for human beings. So this is a given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made that clear. And what we learn is that when we read the Qur'an, my brothers and sisters, we need to approach it with humility and this recognition that while the Qur'an makes the fundamentals clear, not all of its intricacies and wisdoms will be understood. And this is something that only the people of reason and intelligence understand. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed us, اقرأوا القرآن. Abu Umama al-Bahili radiallahu anhu, he narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that read the Qur'an. فَإِنَّهُ يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ شَفِيعًا لِأَصْحَابِهِ. Read the Qur'an as it will come as an intercessor for its companions on the day of resurrection. As recorded in Sahih Muslim. So for starters, the best book a person can read, and the best thing that a person can listen to, my brothers and sisters and my friends, is the Qur'an. Let's just make that clear. Now, a lot of people, mashallah, are into reading, you know, different types of books, different categories of books, you know, and, you know, there's, of course, a lot of literature that exists in the world. And people make a point in spending, you know, they tell you, if you want to be successful in life, you know, you should read at least 30 minutes a day, or whatever the case may be. Right? So, mashallah, many people will be going through different books, different novels, different biographies, you know, different types of literature that is out there and that everyone's talking about. And there's nothing necessarily bad about that. It's a good thing to read, right? As long as you're reading positive material, right? But the absolute best thing that you and I can read is the Qur'an. And a lot of people listen to a lot of things, right? Maybe listening to podcasts, maybe watching YouTube videos, or you're listening to the radio, you know, listening to music, whatever you're listening to, right? And some of it may be beneficial, some of it might be very beneficial. But the absolute best thing that a person can listen to is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So if you're reading anything else, or if you're listening to anything else, then make some time for the Qur'an. If not the most time. Right? It actually deserves the most amount of time. But even if you're not able to give it the most time, at least give it some time like you are giving to everything else that you are consuming, that you're finding time for, to watch, to listen to, and to read. Secondly, my brothers and sisters, many of us recite the Qur'an. Many people, many Muslims, mashallah, they recite the Qur'an for the entire life sometimes. And inshallah, they will receive the reward for every single letter that they have recited. And inshallah, it will be at least 10 times for each letter, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has told us. But sometimes they spend years, decades, even entire lifetimes without ever wondering or reflecting upon what their Lord is saying. Imagine a person who recites, who reads for the entire life. MashaAllah. It's a good thing. I'm not belittling that in any way. There is even benefit in the Qur'an, in reciting the Qur'an, even without understanding, no doubt. But the purpose that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us the Qur'an is not simply to recite and to keep reciting without reflecting. It's because the Qur'an, as we have learned, is a message, it is a warning, it is a guide. But how will that be if you've never explored its meaning and reflected upon it? It's like you've received a very, very important document. And you value it. A courier has come, has delivered a document to you, and it was signature required, so you know that it's important. Otherwise, you know, maybe you just find it outside or something. No, but you know it was a very important document. So you get that envelope, you get that package, right? And you look at it and you say, okay, it's a great thing, and I'm going to hold it, it's valuable for me. But you've never actually explored what it's saying and what it's about. Right? So brothers and sisters, let's try to find opportunities to read the authentic books of tafsir, the good translations. And it's not to derive rulings or to be able to argue with people. That is the absolute wrong intention to read the Qur'an with. That, oh, I want to read so that next time I'm in a gathering, I'm able to make some points as others are doing. That's not why you want to be trying to understand the Qur'an. Right, that's the absolute wrong intention. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all wrong intentions. Right, so not to derive rulings even on our own, because we know that's the whole science behind it. There's a whole system of doing that. Right, and we're not capable of doing that. So it's not to derive rulings. It's not to be able to argue with people or make, like, you know, really good points, but just to feed our own hearts. Because the Qur'an, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and sisters, is your best companion at all times, in all situations. So keep turning to it. Keep reciting it. Keep reflecting upon it. It is a cure for our doubts, for our confusion, for our weakness, for our despair. But we have to read it and reflect upon it with humility and with sincerity and with yearning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst the companions of the Qur'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the full benefits of His beautiful words. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure our hearts and guide us out of our situation and our challenges and our struggles.